Hi, it's Alan Carrington again from the Centre for Learning and for Professional Development at the University of Adelaide, and this is another episode in Between the Buttons. I'm really pleased that today I've got with me Professor Jeff Crisp, who's not only a national leader in e-learning, but he also happens to be my boss. So, Jeff, thank you very much for your time. Jeff, first of all, congratulations on your recent, winning or appointment as, what's the official title? It's the National Teaching Fellowship.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Yeah, it's a good opportunity to be able to do some things across the Australia and also internationally to work with colleagues.
Yeah, you always seem to be travelling, so yeah, obviously there's a lot of work to do. Jeff, of course, your area of particular area of interest is assessment. Tell me, you know, when I was at school, assessment to me was a test at the end of the subject. It meant that I would be burning the candle at both ends. It meant that I would miss sleep and I'd crash and burn. And then I'd probably forget 10 days later. It's changing. Can you tell us how it's changing?
Yeah, it is changing, Alan. And it's changing very much because we appreciate much more now the relationship between assessment and learning. So we know that assessment is just part of the learning process. So from a student's point of view, if they're going to do an assessment task, they need to know that it's actually relevant to their learning. And from a teacher's point of view, they need to know that the assessment tasks they're setting are actually going to improve student learning in some way. So it's not just about seeing whether students have memorised some facts. It's about seeing whether students have actually been able to develop particular skills and capabilities. And this is one of the nice things that we have now is the technology to be able to probe much more deeply into those higher level skills that students are developing. So one of the things that we're really interested in doing is actually testing what we call authentic learning.
Well, okay, define it again, authentic?
Authentic is when it's real to the student and also real to their professional aspirations. So these are tasks and learning activities that we give students to do that are embedded much more in real life. So, in other words, if we're going to set an authentic assessment task for students, it wouldn't just be a task just for the sake of passing a test. The idea is that it's actually relevant to their professional skills, actually relevant to their lives, and relevant to those skills that they're going to be developing that they will use later on.
Yeah, this actually aligns itself with the episode we just did with Greg Egan and the whole idea of challenge-based learning and the idea of relevance. And what we called in the JIT, just-in-time teaching, which I've talked about in a previous episode, what's good for, what it's good for in their career and what it's good for in their lives. How are the educators finding this sort of change of emphasis and assessment? Is that part of your job, I guess, is to help them embrace that?
Oh, yeah, it's part of the job of lots of people in academic development is to work with our colleagues to encourage them to broaden the types of things that they're doing with students and also broaden their own horizons about what type of assessment tasks they can get students to do. So one of the things that we do here in the CLPD, and many other people do it too, is to work with teachers on developing new types of assessment tasks that use the new technologies. And by this, I'm really talking about things like interactive e-assessment. And interactive means that the students actually get to use a real-life tool or interact with data or an object to be able to help generate their response to a particular question. So what we try and do is get the students to use professional-level tools or tools that are equivalent to what they would do in their professional lives and then be able to interact at a much deeper level with content and ideas and concepts. So rather than just memorising something, they actually construct a response rather than just memorising it and giving it back to you.
And, of course, the acceleration of feedback must be both helpful but also challenging to teachers what they do with this feedback.
Oh, it's actually more a challenge about setting the feedback up for students so that it's timely and relevant to the particular questions that they're being asked.
Okay.
And in fact, many teachers would spend more time on the feedback than they actually do on setting the original question, because sometimes the question is just the area that you want students to work in. And the particular question, in many cases, isn't all that important. It's actually their response that they're going to give to that question and then the feedback you give to them in relation to that response.
Okay, so is this more work for the teacher?
Initially it is, if they have to learn new technologies. That's always going to be the case.